What can I get you, Quinlan?
Hunt inclined his head toward the bar in the rear of the room, barely visible with the crowds mobbing the two bartenders.
Whiskey, ginger beer, and lime.
You got it.
With a mockery of a salute, Hunt stalked off through the crowd.
How's the whole no sex thing going for you, Bryce?
Fury leaned forward to peer at her face. Bryce slumped against the cushions.
Asshole.
June's laugh fizzled through her, and her friend patted her thigh.
Remind me why you two aren't hooking up?
Bryce peered over the back of the couch to make sure Hunt still stood at the bar.
Because I am a fucking idiot, and you two jerks know that.
Fury took a sip of her vodka soda.
Tell him you've changed your mind.
The merc rested the glass on her black leather-clad knee. How Fury could wear leather in this heat was beyond Bryce. Shorts, t-shirt, and sandals were all she could endure with the sizzling temperatures, even at night.
And break our bargain before winter solstice? He'd never let me live it down.
Athalar already knows you want to break it.
Oh, he totally knows.
Bryce crossed her arms.
Can we not talk about this?
Where would the fun be in that?
Bryce kicked Fury's leather boot, wincing as her gold-sandaled foot collided with unforgiving metal.
Steel toes? Really?
This is a veritable frat party. There might be some asses to kick if someone makes a move on my girlfriend.
Juniper glowed at the term. Girlfriend. Bryce didn't know what the hell she was to Hunt. Girlfriend seemed ridiculous when talking about Hunt fucking Athalar. As if Hunt would ever do anything as normal and casual as dating. Juniper poked Bryce in the arm.
I mean it. Remind me why you guys still need to wait for solstice to do the deed?
Bryce slouched, sinking down a few inches, her feet sending the empty beer cans under the coffee table clattering.
I just...
That familiar buzz of power and maleness that was Hunt filled the air behind her, and Bryce shut her mouth a moment before a plastic cup of amber liquid garnished with a wedge of lime appeared before her.
Princess?
Bryce's toes curled yet again. They seemed to have a habit of doing that around him.
Do we get to use that term now? I've been dying.
Absolutely not.
Bryce swigged from her drink.
How much whiskey did you have the bartender put in here, Athalar?
She coughed as if it'd do anything to ease the burn.
I thought you liked whiskey.
Fury snorted, but Bryce got to her feet, lifted the cup toward Hunt in a silent toast, then lifted it to June.
To the next principal dancer of the CCB.
Then she knocked back the whole thing and let it burn right down to her soul.